Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
Make it rain. News update.
Chris Bavona with the Fantasy Sports News Update. Breaking news here. Dane Martinez probably had one of the best segues ever.
You like that? Now, you like that?
That was one of my favorite segues.
Hold on. Hold on, my friend. You are of everybody in the pit of misery, you are the most fashion-conscious individual there.
Oh, yeah.
Any man who wears and rocks sweaters like you, my friend. I want to know from you, Bavona.
How do you feel about the powder blues? How do you feel about the powder blues?
How do you like that powder blue jersey there?
I'm biased. Powder blue is one of my favorite colors, and I'm actually wearing powder blue.
Dang.
So I got no beef with the powder blue. That being said, though,
that being said is why I brought up that you and your sweaters there.
I understand.
That's a good point. Thank you.
I got you. However, Joe, you'll like this.
The sweater enjoys your powder blue.
Dane knows this one, too. In the pit here, we have a old-school Natron Means Chargers jersey hanging up in our on the walls over here. I happen to say I like the navy. I like the darker Chargers jerseys more than I like the powder blues. That being said, I have nothing against the powder blue jerseys. I have
bring it full circle real quick, Joe. By the way, you got to catch this. An incredible new 30 for 30 out. About Junior Seau, that is worth watching.
Yes, and I wish they wouldn't be advertising the whole jersey thing with Junior Seau on it. There, if you're the San Diego Chargers,
That's what I'm saying.
I would have picked somebody else. It's a little, that's a little crazy.
All right, guys, let's actually get to some news over here. The NFL schedules are out in the 50th season. The Monday Night Football will kick off with a September 9th doubleheader that opens with the pair of division winners. The Saints and the Texans will take on each other in the first game at 7 p.m. And then the Oakland Raiders will host the Denver Broncos in the regular season debut of Broncos quarterback Joe Flacco and new Raiders Antonio Brown and Vontaze Perfect here. In Week 11, the Kansas City Chiefs will make another attempt to play in Mexico City. Their matchup will be with the Los Angeles Chargers. Last year, they tried to do it with Los Angeles Rams, but the Stadium Azteca had some very poor field conditions there.
Shakira concert.
That's right. In Week 12, the Monday Night Football will return to the scene of the wildest game of the 2018 season, which was that Rams-Chiefs game where the Rams beat the Chiefs 54-51. This year, it will be the Chiefs and the Baltimore Ravens. I don't think it will be that type of game there. Guys, let's go over to the NHL playoffs here. Scores from last night. The Boston Bruins beat the Toronto Maple Leafs 6-4. They tie that series at two games apiece. The Dallas Stars score four goals in the first period to beat the Nashville Predators 5-1.
Maybe that powder blue sweater you're wearing.
He's got some powder in his throat. He's got some powder in his throat. Yeah,
I might have a little bit of blue powder in my throat here.
Plenty of time. We got 6 minutes for the news, Bavona. You got plenty of time. It's all good.
And the Colorado Avalanche are on the brink of sending the other top seed in the NHL home, beating the Calgary Flames 3-2 in overtime. They take a commanding 3-1 series lead. Guys, tonight, game four between the defending champion Washington Capitals and Carolina Hurricanes. That starts at 7 p.m. Eastern. Caps lead this series 2-1. A pair of game fives in the West. St. Louis Blues are in Winnipeg to take on the Jets at 8 p.m. That series is even at 2. And the late night game, the Vegas Golden Knights look to send the San Jose Sharks home. Puck drops at 10 p.m. Eastern time. Vegas leads that series 3-2-1. Scores from baseball yesterday. Phillies beat the Mets 3-2. Jake Arrieta goes into the ninth to hold off the Mets. Cardinals beat the Brewers 6-3. Finally, cooling off Christian Yelich here. The Royals, they beat the White Sox 4-3. Dodgers beat the Reds 3-2. Guys, the Dodgers tie an MLB record last night. AJ Pollock's home run made it the 32nd consecutive game that the Dodgers hit a home run at Dodger Stadium.
What juice ball?
Yeah,
juice ball.
Right,
what juice ball? You said juice ball? What juice ball? They said, no, that's absurd. There's no juice ball. Juice your ass.
More importantly for the Dodgers is Walker Buehler had a great start. They need him to pitch well, and he turned out a gem yesterday.
Yeah, he used a different ball.
That's right. Yankees beat the Red Sox 5-3 off of Brett Gardner's grand slam, also happening to be his 100th career home run. Indians shut out the Mariners 1-0. Pirates beat the Tigers 3-2. Nationals beat the Giants 9-6. Rays beat the Orioles 8-1. Cubs blanked the Marlins 6-0. Diamondbacks beat the Braves 3-2. Twins beat the Blue Jays 4-1. Rangers beat the Angels 5-4. And the Athletics, they beat the Astros 2-1, ending the Astros 10-game winning streak. Guys, that is the news from me, Chris Pavona.
Yeah, you buried the lead, man. I was expecting more NHL talk from you, Pavona.
I know.
I got more powder blue. You didn't tell me how, you know, like Drake lost the Maple Leafs.
Well, it was breaking news from Dane. I had to give Dane credit for that little segue.
Too much fashion, not enough news.
I appreciate
going on
it, Pavona.
Man, I'm just saying.
I know. Cardano's going to kill
me. Dilly dilly, Pavona. Dilly dilly.
Dilly dilly.
Get it, brother, man.
Go get some tacos.
Yes.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it rain!
You remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
You know, you gotta love sports fans. You gotta love Canadian hockey fans, too. They're just of a different... They really are just a whole different... They walk to the beat of their own drummer, man, and... Yesterday, last night, that Boston Bruins-Toronto Maple Leafs game, going into that game last night, it was a lot of do or die. I mean, it was just, you know, it was another game. It wasn't like it was an elimination game. But you would have thought the talk leading into that game, people were going, Blake, got to win this game. This is going to be, is going to win. And then all of a sudden, the Maple Leafs get waxed by the Bruins 6-4. They give up 6-4. And, of course, that series is now even at two games apiece. But the best part about that fan base is the unbelievable overreaction of how well hockey fans have to point blame at somebody. And the Toronto Maple Leafs fans have zeroed in on the one guy who will ruin it for any franchise, especially the ones in Toronto, that being Drake. And yep. Drake showed up in a Maple Leafs jersey, and wouldn't you know it, much like he did with Toronto Raptors all those years, they got their asses handed to him. So how about this, Drake? How about you do everybody in Toronto?
Stay away.
Just stay home. Like, or maybe try wearing the jersey for the other team, because every time you wear it, that team loses, so especially in Toronto. And they are not having it, my friend. They are not having it. Social media blew up with somebody get Drake a Bruins jersey. So true. Like, anytime they're flashing him and Drake's got the ead, it hasn't worked out in Toronto very well. So congratulations, Drake. I can tell you right now, drinks are on the house in Boston. You keep doing that, my friend, and you'll never have to buy another drink in Boston ever again.
Hey, and also, you know, Pavona tells us about the curse of the President's Trophy also, right? And we all know that the Lightning are already home booking their tee times. Don't look now, but in the Western Conference, weren't the Flames, like, the best team in the West? And aren't they now down 3-1 to Colorado also? So, dogs are barking. That's why we like those plus numbers, people.
Dogs are barking, and Drake is ruining it. He's cursing it. The curse of Drake. Toronto.
Yeah, really.
They're hoping, like, dude, can't you like somebody else? Like, anybody else?
Really?
Yeah. Bet you he wears that powder blue Chargers shirt. All right, coming up, we'll make it rain. Final hour here. NBA, Major League Baseball, NHL hockey next.
84%.
Improve visibility and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude Wiper Blades. Plus, earn double points during Old Rewards Member Appreciation Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Ensure clear vision in any weather and save $8 on a pair of Rain-X Latitude Wiper Blades at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban. I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
I weighed 329 pounds. I had a heart attack waiting to happen. I got Andro 400. It makes me not so hungry. I started noticing more energy. I noticed my belly was starting to shrink up. I started seeing weight come off, 80-some pounds. I went from 330 to 245. For a 56-year-old guy to lose that much weight, it took something, brother. I feel great. I feel like I was when I was 35 years old.
That was Ruben. Now listen to what Josh says about Andro 400.
Well, I'll tell you, man, that stuff really works. It was insane. I've heard the commercials walk for a decade. I was like, you know, I'm just going to try it. My pants are like falling off. It really works. I bought suits last year for my new job, and they're falling off of me. It's insane.
Guys, if you want to lose belly fat, gain energy, strength, and muscle, and look and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. That's 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
The morning after.
You got a three-team Boston parlay going. You got the Yankees and Red Sox again. You got the Celtics and Pacers, and you got the Leafs Bruins.
And you got multiple Toronto teams in action. So how about this? I wish we could do it. So if we looked up which city's parlays are the best and the worst.
Ooh, great.
You know what I mean? You add them all up. Like, which bookie has it the best and who has it the worst? Boston, it happens often. Now, it has it this year because the Red Sox suck.
Weekdays, 9 a.m. Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
Little Drake.
Yeah, don't play that during the Maple Leafs or Raptors games, that's for sure. Don't do it. Welcome in here. Final hour, Make It Rain, the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. He is Dan Martinez. I am Joe Ranieri. Big slate of games here across the board. Major League Baseball, NFL playoffs continue. NHL playoffs continue. NBA playoffs continue. And, of course, some NFL talk a week away from the draft, and we were able to take a peek at the schedule yesterday. And some interesting notes there from the scheduling in the NFL. If you guys didn't get a chance to see it or you haven't had a chance to dive in, we had talked a little earlier this morning about some of the teams in the NFL probably not really all that excited about how the NFL went about scheduling their games this year. And Dane, you had mentioned it about the Raiders who, almost 39, almost 40 days without a home game, like in the month of the season, which is kind of just absurd. The Dolphins are just totally screwed. They're one of six teams that play at least two games against opponents who are coming off their bye, a clear advantage there. They also get their bye week in week five, which sucks, which means they got to have 11 straight weeks of football. And then on top of that, they opened the season with four consecutive games against teams that made the playoffs last year. And so, congratulations. Your object here is to try and see how much Ryan Fitzpatrick can eat and blow up like a tick and how many games you can lose. So I think so far they might have helped you instead of hurt you. And as much as it is for the Oakland Raiders, horrific how long they're going to be on the road. The Tampa Bay Bucks, guys, they're going to travel over 18,000 miles between week four and week nine. L.A., Seattle, London on the schedule there. In fact, they don't play a home game between week four and week nine. And if that's not enough to really piss off Bruce Arians, get a load of this. They got a Thursday, a lone Thursday night appearance, right? National appearance. Yeah, that comes on the road where, of course, we know that away teams, road teams, have historically struggled to win on short weeks on Thursday night football. So congratulations to the NFL, really sticking it to Tampa and Oakland and Miami. And, yeah, they can't be all that happy right now, Dane.
No, absolutely. These things, these ideas of the schedule losses, teams coming off the bye, you know, road, back-to-back-to-back road games. These are some of the things I look for. I know these are some of the things that head coaches in the NFL look for as well to see if they are on a even playing field. And when some of the things like travel and rest disparities, things like that, that is real. I mean, I'm going to tell you something. I fly from California to New York. I got jet lag myself. Okay. These are human beings and that sort of stuff. You know, when we talk about trends and angles, Joe, these are one of the trends and angles. I just said it earlier in the show. We're not giving you a fish. We're teaching you how to fish. Okay, you still got to go out there and put the line in the water yourself and reel one in. But we are teaching you, these are some of the things you got to look at. Rest disparities, early bye weeks, back-to-back road games, things of that nature. And you bring it up with teams like Miami facing the teams off the bye. The Patriots apparently face a lot of teams off the bye.
They're awful too, yeah.
And Joe,
they got,
the Raiders
five primetime games? I think they got five. Oh, that's awful.
And Joe, the Raiders are home week two in a real home game. They're not in a real home game again in their building in the black hole until week nine. From week two to week nine, they have four road games in there, a bye in there, and a quote-unquote home game against the Bears, which really takes place in London.
Also, along with the schedule, you know, sportsbooks won't be outdone. We've got ourselves some week one lines on the board already. That's right. We've got some early week one lines. Before the draft. Yeah, let's take a look at what we got here. How about the Packers-Bears opening up the season here?
Yep.
And the Packers laying 3.5, actually getting 3.5 right now. The over-under 46 in this game in Chicago. Packers-Bears. Bears laying the 3.5. What's your early lean on that one right off the top of your head there, Dane?
My early lean is I want to see if the Packers get Aaron Rodgers any weapons next Thursday in the draft, Joe. You know what I mean?
I'll take the 3.5. Yeah, I'll take the 3.5. Falcons and Vikings, 4.5. Vikings laying 4.5 at home, taking on the Falcons. Probably one of two of the biggest disappointing teams in 2018, is fair to say. Didn't live up to expectation. Kind of the focus and spotlight. You gave, you gave him all that money, Kirk Cousins, and Arthur Blank has already made it known, like, you don't start speeding it up here, my friend. There could be some head coaching changes in the near future there. Vikings laying 4.5 at home at the Falcons. You got to lean on that one?
I like Minnesota. The Falcons are a much different team away from Atlanta. And especially, you compound this. Listen, home teams in the season openers, you know, usually you give a home team 3 points, right, Joe? I think in the home opener, it could be even a little bit more on week one. The Falcons are a much different team away from their dome. My early lean would be Minnesota there.
Yeah, new offensive coordinator, too, for the Falcons. They seem to can't Sarkisian out. They can't seem to figure it out there. I like the coaching edge and them being at home, so I'm going to lean Vikings early on. Redskins at the Eagles. Eagles laying 8 points in this game, and the Redskins, I'm afraid, could be an absolute train wreck this season. Congratulations, Case Keenum. They're going to be the quarterback. The Eagles should have a healthy Carson Wentz. I think DeSean Jackson's going to be extremely motivated this year. They've got a loaded defense, Philadelphia. But even saying that, in week one, 8 points is a lot of points, man, for a week one game. Right?
That's
I got to lean Redskins.
Division matchup also, to me, eight is too many. I'd love it at 6 or 6.5. But as soon as it's more than 7, I take the Washington football team. Give me the points.
Bills at Jets. Jets at home opening up against the good old Buffalo Bills. Jets laying 3.5. No doubt the Jets are a much more improved team this year, both offensively and defensively. But you know what? The Bills, they had probably
Bills
one of
always
the best.
Jets tough, too. They always
they
play
also
the
had
Jets
one of the
tough.
Best low-keyed off-season free agent signing periods that we have seen. They have bolstered everything that they need. Plus, I like McDermott more than I do like Adam Gase, at
Crazy
least in the
eyes.
Beginning. Well, you know, established coach with a team. You know, they've been there already with him. New coach, gonna kind of a feeling out period. I'll take the 3.5 points on the road. I got no problem taking that. If it was under three, I'd consider. But 3.5, I'll lean the Bills there.
Yeah, listen, both of these teams are going to get better in the draft, though, Joe. You know what I mean? Yeah. I don't know. Like, do the Bills have DK Metcalf on the outside? I'm not sure. Do the Jets have a Josh Allen to bring heat to Josh Allen? I don't know. You know, so that one, I got to wait for a little bit on that one.
Ravens at Dolphins. Dolphins getting 3.5 in this game. I think this is just going to be absolutely disgusting. Ryan Fitzpatrick, although he is always good for at least two or three wins here.
It's in Miami,
but the Ravens historically in this particular game, certainly here in Miami, because I've been to about three of those games, and yeah, they have owned the Dolphins here. But the Lamar Jackson era will begin here, and Dolphins are getting 3.5. I'm leaning Ravens. They usually get the job done.
I'm leaning over in this game.
Ooh. 37,
That's pretty damn low. That's pretty damn low. And while
this is Ryan Fitzpatrick.
It is, but, you know, he has the magic sometimes. And here's the thing. I think Lamar Jackson and that offense might get worse over time when people figure it out more and more, you know, more tape on him. I think in week one, they may break out some tricks. You know, you remember the Dolphins and the Wildcat, right? That happened early in the season. I think if anything that happens with the Ravens, it might happen early. I like the over 37. That's a real low total for the NFL these days, Joe.
49ers, Bucks. The Bucks laying 2.5 over under 49 there. This will all come down to Jimmy Garoppolo, as far as I'm concerned, his health and how he looks in the preseason. But I do think if all systems are go for the 49ers and Garoppolo, I would expect this to flip closer to game time. I'm all over the 49ers. You're going to give me 2.5 points. Give me the 49ers right now.
Interesting, Joe. This is where I play my West Coast flying east for the 1 o'clock start angle. And people just lay eggs in Tampa sometimes. I wouldn't bet it necessarily, but my lean would actually be towards Tampa Bay. Bruce Arians, right, James Winston, Chiefs, Texas.
We got Chiefs, Jags, Titans, Brown, Rams, Panthers, Lions, a few other of the games, interesting ones, including Giants, Cowboys, which is a huge number. See if we can't lock in a few bets. We'll talk about that coming up here. Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 Fantasy Football Package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Maurice Allen, 2015-2016 European Long Drive Tour Champion, 2017 World Number One. Me personally, I keep my game face on me all the time. Especially coming out of the bunker, leaving the range, or even leaving the course. What's your story?
Go to GameFaceGrooming.com for all your athletic facial wipes and body cleansing needs.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
This place is great. Where are we?
We're at Quintas.
Quintas?
Guntitas.
Oh, you mean meat farms?
It's Genta's Meat Farm Supermarket. Genta's Meat Farms has 9 locations across Long Island, bringing you local farm fresh produce, butcher shop quality meat with custom cuts, and bakery fresh goods all at the best prices. Genta's Meat Farms. You might not know how to say it, but you know where we are.
Genta's!
It's not just fresh, it's Meat Farms fresh.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY Radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
All right, we'll take a look at some of our Make It Rain plays of the day coming up. NBA, Major League Baseball. Of course, playoffs continue in the NBA tonight. But we are taking a look at the early lines for the NFL season. Schedule is out. And, you know, week one has got some very interesting matchups here, especially from a divisional playoff standpoint. Every game matters. I mean, I know a lot of people like to say, oh, September doesn't matter. Well, you know, they still count, just like the Red Sox are figuring out this year. Yeah, these games still count in the loss column. So never more so when you've only got 16 of them to play. Every game matters, including the very first one. And Chiefs at Jags. Chiefs on the road. You talked about those West teams coming over to the East, right?
In your
handicapping. You got the Jags at home getting 5.5. No more Blake Bortles. You got Nick Foles. You've got a very much, you've got a defense there that, let's face it, they are as good as any in the league when they are ready to rock and roll here, going up against, you know, what was the best offense in the NFL last year. But some implications here early on, AFC situation, Jags, Chiefs.
True.
Jags laying a 5. I'm going to lean Jags at home. Give me 5.5 at home there against the Chiefs.
That's interesting, Joe. You know, I'm with you conceptually, but I'm applying it in a different way. I'm seeing that total on the board, Joe, at 52.5. And I think that's a little too
number.
High. That's a little too high, Joe, for my taste. You know what
that's
I'm saying?
A monster number.
That's
man.
Right. Damn, Patty that's Mahomes on the road. Yep. You like them at Jacksonville. And also, listen, Joe, I love Patty Mahomes more than almost anybody. He led me to fantasy football championships aplenty last year. But there's got to be some regression, right?
Right. Yeah. I'm with you, man. I'm with you.
And everybody's going to be on the Chiefs. Everybody's going to bet that number up. Let's not forget about the Jacksonville defense. And if you don't have Bortles service turning it over to the other team on their own 10-yard line, I think that's the way I would go here is I'd go under the number here, Joe, on this game.
Also, another
monster number. I actually like that one a lot. I actually like under 52.5 for this one. Like, do we forget the Jacksonville defense, what they're capable of? Do we think Mahomes on the road is going to be just as good week one going into a hyped Jacksonville building because they're without Blake Bortles? And 52 is a lot, Joe. Like, when are the Jaguars going to keep up? Like, this game is going to be a low score. I might bet go through the window right now. 52.5, I think, is high.
Sounds like you're ready to rock here, man.
I'm telling you.
52 for the Rams on the road at the Panthers. Really does seem like a high total for two teams that I think have, you know, we got some question marks on the offense there. What Todd Gurley are we going to get? It's not like the Rams truly inspired us on offense in the Super Bowl against a decent Patriots defense. I think the Panthers offensive line better be addressed in the draft. Cam Newton's shoulder, the throwing motion, a lot of questions. And that's a big number at 52. But the Rams are favored at 2.5 early line. I would lean Panthers at home with those kinds of numbers.
Yeah, that's interesting. But let it be also said again, Joe, you know, the free agency hasn't finished. The draft hasn't happened.
Nobody's holding anybody to anything here. These are available to be able to be bet, though, right now. So if there is, there are some opportunities here.
Sometimes at home, the Panthers, you know, put up big-time scores. They explode sometimes at home. But otherwise, Joe, you know, and I know we're looking at some of these week one lines. One of the points I was going to make here, these are very early, right? Before the draft, before free agency and all that. I will say, though, Joe, in the DFS world, week one of the NFL season for DFS is a place where you can make some money because, Joe, the DFS prices, they come out before the preseason even starts, okay? Before camp battles start, before the random running back tears his ACL in week two of the preseason, and, you know, the backup is actually the guy who's going to get 21 carries. They come out with these spreads pretty early for week one, but they come out with DFS prices in the NFL for week one very early on as well. They're not out yet. But keep an eye on that. I'll let you know here on Make It Rain when those come out. And then all you got to do is watch for injuries in the preseason or watch for camp battles. There will be some incredible inefficiencies in week one on the DFS side, even though we're looking at point spreads and totals right now for week one now that the schedule has come out.
Colts Chargers, another big week one for seeding in the AFC. And both of these teams are once again going to be considered contenders. And if you look at this here, Chargers laying 3.5. We know Vegas, they do one thing. They're going to build in 3 points for a home field advantage. And not like the Chargers are a bad team. Ton of weapons, great quarterback. The only problem I would have with the Chargers in this matchup is I got to give Frank Reich the edge there over Anthony Lynn in the coaching department. And nobody's done a better job of drafting over the last couple of years than the Colts have. So I would take the 3.5 points in this situation over under 48, but both defenses very underappreciated, undervalued. Great matchup for week one. I'd lean Colts here.
Yeah, I actually would as well. You mentioned it, Joe. The books always put in a 3-point thing for the home team, right? The Chargers do not have a home field advantage in that soccer stadium that they play in, Joe. You know, they're playing in like the LA Galaxy soccer stadium as they are kind of nomads right now before that Rams, you know, the Kroenke building gets built. And they're going to be a lot of Colts fans there. You know, they're going to travel. The Chargers always are facing pretty much 16 road games. So I don't think that number is big. You know, I don't think the home points that most teams get, that I don't think the Chargers deserve them. Yet another reason. Yeah, I'd lean Colts there.
Huge divisional matchup as well. Giants at Cowboys. I don't know why this always ends up happening in week one of the NFL season, but it's a Sunday afternoon game. It's not prime time. And there is a monster spread in this game early on. 7.5 Cowboys laying at home, over under 46.5. The Cowboys are, for some reason, are projected by Vegas to just destroy this Giants team. That, can I tell you, I don't care what the Giants are against anybody else in the NFL. Eli Manning and his team always plays the Cowboys hard. And he's, I don't know why it is, he's always seems to be good against Dallas. So give me the 7.5 points as a Giant fan. Odell or no Odell, I do think the Giants can keep that one close in week one.
That is true, unless the Giants are starting Drew Lock at quarterback, you know, or Dwayne Haskins. And we don't know that just yet. It should be Eli, at least for week one.
Yeah,
And you're
I'll
right,
assume it's Eli, unless he breaks a leg or something along those lines.
You never
lines.
Know. The Seattle Seahawks were assuming that it was going to be Matt Flynn, and it turned out being Russell Wilson. You know what I mean?
Right.
So Wilson, you never know.
Steelers-Patriots premier matchup, of course. That's going to kick off the season on Sunday night. And New England, listen, they own Pittsburgh over the years, right? Last year being an exception. But the Pats they've been really good at home in these Super Bowl defense spots. And Bill Belichick, he's going to have a couple of months to prepare. Yes, the Patriots are going to look different. No Gronkowski. The Steelers don't have Antonio Brown, no Le'Veon Bell. There's going to be some overreaction built in here, I think. Patriots are laying 6. And I think the Steelers are going to be fine offensively. I can almost guarantee you the Patriots are going to be fine offensively. 6 is a big number to me in this spot opening. I would have liked it maybe at 4, 4.5, but I'd have to take the Steelers in this spot. Give me the 6 points here in this situation.
Interesting. This is one that I would generally stay away from, but if you put a gun to my head, I'd go the other way, Joe. Just, you know, that building,
back
them hanging
Patriots,
the banner,
man.
Them hanging the banner, them getting their rings, you know, that sort of thing. I don't think you make money betting against Bill Belichick and Tom Brady in Gillette. I agree with you. I'd like it, you know, I'd like it a lot more at 4.5, one of those dead numbers. 6 is a little bit much, but I would still take the Patriots. I kind of think the Steelers might unravel a little bit this year. We're hearing a lot. I mean, I know you're still backing them, Joe, and I know you still believe in Big Ben and Tomlin and that crew. I got a funny feeling that it goes left in Pittsburgh this year.
I don't understand the Texans Saints number either. I mean, the Saints are, listen, they're a great home team. We know that. But you're telling me, Sean Payton, you're going up against a Texans team that is not a bad team. You're telling me the Saints are a 7.5-point favorite against Deshaun Watson in prime time, catching more than a touchdown? Listen, congratulations, Saints. I mean, it was nice. You ran out of steam there in the end. You might have got screwed, but 7.5 is a big number against Clowney and J.J. Watt and Deshaun Watson. They're going to fix that offensive line issue, I'm sure, during the draft. The Texans are. That's a big number, man. Give me the Texans and the 7.5 points here. That's where I'd lean.
That is a big number. That extra hook right there would scare me. Oof. But at the same time, the Saints are capable of just boat racing people in their dome. And on a Monday night, I wonder what that building's going to be like. I could also see this one, Joe, very easily being a 34-23 kind of action. You know, can the Texans keep up with the Saints in the dome would be my kind of big narrative. And I don't know about that. I hear you that the hook scares me as soon as we get over seven.
The Texans defense is not crap. So,
But I've seen better defenses get rolled up in that dome.
With a healthy DeAndre Hopkins and, you know, and Will Fuller, who doesn't, you know, if he doesn't break his leg again, there are going to be some scoring opportunities. Maybe the over-under 53.5 might be worth a look, too. But I ain't giving you 7.5 points there, Drew.
The hook would scare me.
Love you. That hook is brutal. And then finally, of course, Broncos Raiders. Everyone wants to see Antonio Brown. All right. Plus, 3 first-round draft picks, all going to sit there possibly, taking on the Denver Broncos, who I believe Oakland smashed Denver, didn't they, to close out the season? I think that was one of the games that Gruden finished out on a high note, was jumping up and down, running around the stadium, high-fiving people. Yeah, Raiders 2.5-point favorite in this game. New coach, new regime, new everything in Denver, probably Drew Lock at quarterback. It'll be interesting. I'm fading the Raiders every chance I get this year. I'm leaning Broncos in that game.
Interesting. I'll fade Joe Flacco every chance I get.
Ooh.
So we'll see. I'd have to see. I see how that plays out. Let's see what the drama in Oakland is like. Let's see if Antonio Brown shuts
that
up.
On fire. Big and Rain plays next.
If your vehicle is riding rough, it may be time for new shocks or struts. Right now at O'Reilly Auto Parts, buy a combination of 2 or 4 select Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts and get up to an $80 Visa gift card by mail. Improve your ride with Monroe or Rancho shocks and struts at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day. Limits apply. See store for details.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible. But since I've experienced it, your
their commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76 and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up. And the only thing difference is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
Can't get enough fantasy football? Roto Experts has launched their NFL 365 fantasy football package, which includes the best math-based seasonal projections and rankings available anywhere on the internet. Davis Maddock and the Roto Experts are providing dynasty, season-long betting, best ball, and NFL draft content every day of the year to give you an edge regardless of what type of fantasy football you play. Save 10% at rotoexperts.com. with the promo code FNTSY. It's the NFL 365 fantasy football package, only at rotoexperts.com.
Yeah, more drama surrounding the Philadelphia 76ers. What else is new as they head into game three tonight against the Brooklyn Nets? Welcome in. We make it rain here on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. He is Dan Martinez. I am Joe Ranieri. And yes, there is a report out saying that Brett Brown coaching for his job. And oh, yeah, Ben Simmons, he missed a game in March. Why? Because he was hung over his balls because he was out partying the night before. These are the kinds of things that are coming out as they are on the road. And I listen, it was an Orlando game, March 25th. And the report is, from a number of people, by the way, that he was out partying and they had said that Simmons, had a stomach virus. He was asked about this here, you know, last night. And of course him and the team refused to answer any questions about it. He wouldn't be the first guy, by the way, to, suddenly come down with some sort of virus or head cold. That might have been a little bit too much partying from what's going on. But the bottom line is you cannot, under any circumstances, have this kind of distraction going on when you are in with one of the scrappiest teams in the NBA, game three in their building. This is the last thing you need to have happen where now the coach is battling. Oh, yeah, by the way, there was a report saying that the Sixers were trying to get rid of Simmons, maybe for somebody like Anthony Davis.
Anthony Davis.
I mean, all of this stuff coming up here, guys, it's like you are a walking soap opera is what you are. This team is just, they don't handle adversity all that well. And now that you're going to have a whole bunch of questions being centered that have nothing to do with your game against the Nets here in Brooklyn tonight, that's the Sixers. That's the Sixers organization. And this is what has plagued this team for years. You got to process. Congratulations. Just shut up and get it done. Stop with all of this nonsense. It can't help a young team that hasn't quite honestly hasn't proved or won anything yet. Not a good look for the Sixers.
Yeah, I agree with you. And you know, this is a segment, Joe, we usually make our plays. And I know you're all over them. I'm all over them as well. My only question for you, Joe, do you prefer the Nets plus three in the full game or do you prefer the Nets plus one in the first half?
I think they come out and smoke them. I'm taking them first half and I'm taking them. I'm going to take them full game here. I don't trust that the Philadelphia Sixers are going to all of a sudden come out with the same fire that they did in game two. This strikes me as a team that is going to be like, all right, we want to get, you know, we won the game, wanted to win. So,
zigzag,
you know, we'll be good to go. Yeah. Yeah.
I get the team coming home. And I get the team that's not unraveling with drama.
Yeah.
And I can get points.
Beat like they usually do. And that's how it works with them. They're going to have to get smacked in the head before they react. This is not a team that's going to be proactive. It's a very reactive team, and now you got extra drama going on.
Yep.
And by the way, the Sixers have had trouble under Brent Brown on the road against divisional opponents this year. 22-29, 43% against the number in this spot. Oh yeah, they're 4-15, 21% against the number over the last 2 years, and failed to cover the spread by almost 6 points a game. So Congratulations. You scored 145 points in games two. By the way, that's the most points scored in a playoff game since 1992, Suns and Blazers. But that game went to double overtime. But since 2005, teams that have scored 125 points or more in the playoffs. Yeah. Next game, 29-40, 42% against the number, failing to cover that spread by almost 3.5 points per game. So, yeah, I'm good. And conversely, by the way, Brooklyn gave up 100 and what? The Nets allowed 145 points in that loss. History says big bounce back in game three.
Clamped
since 2005, teams that have conceded 125 or more points in a loss, 28-18, 61% against the number in the playoffs. Give me Brooklyn all day long. First half, first quarter, second quarter, over the, yeah, I am not backing the Sixers tonight in any way, shape, or form.
Yep, I'm with you. My only question is how to best do it, you know, because I could get some points. I could get a plus number on the first half also, Joe. You know, yeah. Like I could get plus 110 in the first half outright. I think that's what I might do. I think I'm going to bet the Nets plus 3 for the full game, but at plus 115 for the first half.
Yeah, I like that number too as well. I like that as well. Yep.
That's why the plus one for the first half. Whatever. I just think they're gonna win the game. So if I can get them at a plus on that, and then I'll take the points just in case it is close. By the way, Joe, real quick, and I know it sounds like you're gonna be talking about this later on this morning, but there is a breaking news for all of us, Joe. Here, the Fantasy Sports Network. Okay, yes. we are officially going to be part of the first free 24-hour sports betting network. Okay, yes. We have announced a kind of new partnership with an organization called Sport Radar. Okay, this we are going to continue to be at the forefront, Joe, of the sports gambling kind of rush, shall we say? Yes. So if you want to come here, whether it's fantasy, whether it's getting some action, we are helping you win your leagues and win that cash, and it's official. I know we're going to have our president, Lou Mayone, on the morning after, a little bit later on this morning, talking to you and Gabe about this partnership between Sport Radar and Sports Grid. And just honestly, Joe, because I'm not going to be on the show, but, like, what a time to be alive, right, Joe? That this is, like, legal, that this is coming in, that we are finally acknowledging this as an economic policy for states, you know, and – we all talk about it. It's just like day trading. It's just like investing. You want to have the most information you possibly can when you're making these bets, and there is no better place to go for that information than right here on the Fantasy Sports Network, whether it's Gabe Morency, whether it's Greg Sussman, whether it's Joe Ranieri, whether it's Keith Irizarry, whether it's your boy Speeds and Spitting Statistician, Cam Stewart. It don't matter. We're giving you what you need to get that edge and win a little bit of extra geesh, if you know what I'm saying. And Bavona,
yeah, more information,
you can clip that and play it back for Lou Mayone a little bit later on, all right?
Yeah, Lou will join us actually in about just about an hour and a half here on the morning after, and it'll be interesting to hear the direction and what he's got to say. But suffice to say, as far as you guys joining us in the chat room, joining us on the many streaming services available to you, including our friends at Pluto TV, it is suffice to say that if you know about us, you should tell other people about us and utilize us to become more profitable in 2019, whether it be sports investing or whether it be daily fantasy, year-long fantasy, whatever it may be. It is free. It is a free download. Take us with you. Share us with you 24/7. It's only going to get better here, but we'll hear from the man himself putting it all together, making it happen, Lou, coming up just after 10 o'clock this morning. On the morning after, but we got games tonight in order to make you profitable. And so far we agree we're taking Brooklyn tonight. And I can tell you right now, I am absolutely, there's another one too that I'm all in on, and that's going to be the San Antonio Spurs going back home tonight, taking on them Denver Nuggets, who, don't get me wrong, nice the way they came back.
Jamal Murray's still on fire.
Like I said, don't get me wrong. Nice that they had a nice comeback and Jamal Murray, all good stuff there. But it doesn't change the fact that we're still talking about an extremely inexperienced team going into a building on a road in a spot they have no business being in. Don't know how they're going to react, but I know what you're going to get from the Spurs. because since 2005, 22-15-2, 60% against the number when playing at home in the playoffs after a straight-up loss. All right. And by the way, if you take the Warriors out of the mix in that trend, they're 20-12-2. They're 63% against the number in that spot. And they cover by at least 3 points per game. And yeah, listen, Popovich, here's how it works. Are they favored? Yes. They're 70-50-4, 59% against the number when laying points in the postseason. Are they favored at home? Yes. Popovich and his teams have been the most profitable team since 2005 as a home favorite, going 63% against the number, which means a $100 better, guys, you would have returned a profit close to $2,300 just betting the Spurs as home chalk since 2005. What does it all mean? It means you're going to bet against Popovich and the Spurs in this spot. Yeah, good luck. You're not with my money. You're not. I'm taking the Spurs all day, every day. I will zigzag my way right to the Spurs and to the under, by the way, because I do not trust the Denver Nuggets to be able to show up here tonight.
Listen, and that's not compounded. You know, you're talking about all the inputs there on the Spurs side, right? That the Spurs, Popovich is great off the loss back at home. That's only added, Joe, by the Nuggets side. Like, listen, the Nuggets were a far worse team on the road this year, Joe, than at home, right? They were one of the best teams in the NBA at home. They were under 500 on the road, Joe. So let's just take that into consideration as well. Not even the fact that they're facing a good Spurs team and a great coach and you know, those numbers you just said. I don't like the Nuggets on the road. just that. Right, so I like
too
what
too stark a too dramatic, man. Their splits are just so dramatic from home to away, and we know what Popovich and what they're going to do. They've had now they saw what you did well against them, right, in game two there. So I can assure you that is not going to be available to you again today.
Yeah, we trust Pop making adjustments.
Yeah, I absolutely. And then of course the final game here tonight. You guys are going to take a look at Warriors Clippers. All right, the interesting part here is the spread. The trends tell us that the Warriors are good. 40 of 75 from the field in game two that they lost. They led by 31 points in the third quarter, lost by four. Clippers scored 85 points in the second half. Let me repeat that. 85 friggin' points in the second half against the Golden State Warriors. Oh, yeah, by the way, the Warriors in the Steve Kerr era, 187-7, 96% against the number, and straight up when shooting above 50%. That is how much of an anomaly it was, okay? They have lost that. It almost never, ever happens. Will it happen twice in a row? I think we all know the answer to that, right? 11-4 against the number, 12-3 straight up after a loss like that when facing a Western Conference team in the playoffs. If there has ever been a team constructed that can shrug that off and move on to this game and prove their point, yeah, it's going to be tonight. Take the Warriors. What is it, 8.5? What's the number now?
Yep, that's what I'm seeing.
Yeah. Give me that all day long. There's going to be a point made tonight by the Golden State Warriors.
Yeah. Boogie Cousins be damned.
Yeah. And Curry, by the way. 9-0 against the number under Steve Kerr in this situation where they're going on. They're not a double-digit favorite now after losing a game. No team knows how to bounce back like the Golden State Warriors.
All right, so we like these zigzags, huh? We like these zigzags.
We're zigging, baby. I think we're zigging and we're zagging here today.
I like that. I like that.
Yeah, we're going to go Warriors. We're going to take Brooklyn. And we're going to take San Antonio to do the damage.
And get Chiefs Jags under 52.5 when you can, guys.
Bam! Love that. See you guys tomorrow. Make it rain, baby.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Calling all drivers. Want a career that will take you places? Then Coach USA and Megabus is the place for you. Coach USA and Megabus, leaders in the local and intercity bus transportation industry, are looking for career-minded, conscientious drivers with a valid CDL Class A or B license with passenger endorsement. They offer paid training, competitive salary, and many benefits. Apply now and start driving to a better future. Visit CoachUSA.jobs. That's CoachUSA.jobs.
The Fantasy Sports Network is hitting you from all angles with the best fantasy sports and betting analysis. You can catch the latest programming on so many platforms, there's no way you'll miss out on any of the award-winning programming we pump out every single day. You can listen through the FNTSY radio app, iHeartRadio, TuneIn Radio, Stitcher. Download our podcast through iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Audioboom, and you can watch select programming on the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, your only source for fantasy sports and wagering anytime and anywhere.
Are you, or someone you love, one of the nearly 1 million Americans living with Parkinson's disease? There is no known cure, but you have the power to help change that by participating in a clinical trial. The Michael J. Fox Foundation will help get you started. Visit michaeljfox.org/participant pack to download the new Parkinson's Trial Participant Pack. It's free and available right now. That's michaeljfox.org/participant pack. Visit today.
DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
You're listening to the best of Make It Rain on the Fantasy Sports Network.
I'm gonna make it rain.
There is a trend that's going to take place here in the NBA playoffs. Begins tonight. It'll carry over into tomorrow night as well as we move along through the playoffs. And that is very simply. Teams that go down 0-2 and head home for game three. You are to play that team's first half point spread in game three. If you would have done that, okay, since 2007, you will have covered at a 65% clip. Now, granted, I am not telling you anything sportsbooks and bookmakers don't already know. So to that point, this basic system went 5-5 against the number last year. But year before that, 9-0. Year before that, 10-0. Year before that, 9-3. There is four out of the last 5 years, we're looking at 33-8 against the number at close to 81%. The system works provided you just use a little common sense. So what does this mean? Well, you've got a bunch of teams, right, going into games, especially over the next 2 days that we noticed, going home, down 0-2. So what makes
not tonight.
Teams, Not tonight. I'm sorry. Tomorrow night. Yeah,
Friday,
tomorrow night,
though, we have that.
A bunch of teams going 0-2, yeah. Right? So there is going to be some padding in these numbers. All right? We've seen this before. For instance, the New Orleans Pelicans last year, I believe, they fell behind 0-2 to the Golden State Warriors in the conference semis, right? They were a 4.5-point home underdog for game three. So you would think, right, with all logic that, well, then the first half number should be somewhere around +2, maybe +2.5, if I'm looking at a 4.5, total game line there. Yeah, it went off at a 0.5 point. Same thing happened with the Cavaliers taking on the Celtics in the Eastern Conference Finals.
There is a breaking news for us, for all of us, Joe, here at the Fantasy Sports Network. Okay, yes. We are officially going to be part of the first free 24-hour sports betting network. Okay, yes. We have announced a kind of new partnership with an organization called Sport Radar. Okay. Mm-hmm. This we are going to continue to be at the forefront, Joe, of the sports gambling kind of rush, shall we say. Yes. So if you want to come here, whether it's fantasy, whether it's getting some action, we are helping you win your leagues and win that cash. And it's official. I know we're going to have our president, Lou Mayone, on the morning after, a little bit later on this morning, talking to you and Gabe about this partnership between Sport Radar and Sports Grid. And just honestly, Joe, because I'm not going to be on the show, but like, what a time to be alive, right, Joe? That this is like legal, that this is coming in, that we are finally acknowledging this as an economic policy for states, you know, and we all talk about it. It's just like day trading. It's just like investing. You want to have the most information you possibly can when you're making these bets, and there is no better place to go for that information than right here on the Fantasy Sports Network, whether it's Gabe Morency, whether it's Greg Sussman, whether it's Joe Ranieri, whether it's Keith Irizarry, whether it's your boy Speeds, the spitting statistician, Cam Stewart. It don't matter. We're giving you what you need to get that edge and win a little bit of extra cash, if you know what I'm saying. And Bavona,
more information.